Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Back on December 31st, 1999, I was contemplating if I should make a New Year's resolution. I normally don't do that, but this particular year, because it was so hyped, I thought maybe that's a good time to pick one. And the resolution I came up with was that I ought to do something that takes a little bit of a risk, something that I've wanted to do but have put off for a long time. So I made my decision and then went to bed that night about 9 o'clock because I didn't want to see the new millennium kick in. And the resolution I made was that I was going to look into taking flying lessons, something I always wanted to do and wasn't even quite sure how to go about doing that. So one day I was coming home after a Monday day off, and I stopped at the airport in Bay City, and there just happened to be a flight instructor sitting there having a cup of coffee. And I signed up with him to do the training. And this guy was a lot of fun. He'd been flying for probably 20 years. And in fact, I probably would try to find him again and take lessons, but he got a corporate job and he was flying for somebody. But he was very thorough in his training, as I'm sure all instructors are. And they go through every possible scenario, and then they teach you how to look for, well, what happens if the engine stalls? And how to look for places if you had to put a plane, all kinds of stuff. But most of all, you practice how to land. Because I really believe this to be true. You could teach anybody how to take off in about 5 minutes. That's pretty easy. Landing's a different animal, though. And as we know, that's kind of the whole point of it, isn't it? Is to be able to put that plane back down. So going through these hours of training with him and practicing and doing all this stuff, finally came one day, and he looked at me, and he said, "All right, it's time. You got a solo now," which I thought was great. It was what I was working up to. So I taxied down the run on the approach, got on the runway, made my radio calls, did everything I was supposed to do, and took off. And it was a beautiful day, a little bit of wind, but nothing terrible. And I made the appropriate radio calls, which actually I think is about the hardest part, is knowing how to make all those radio calls. And I was coming in, and that particular day, the way the winds were, the runway I was using was just the other side of the Saginaw River. So you had to fly over the water and then touch down maybe 30 feet past the edge of the river. And I was coming in, and all of a sudden, even though I think I was doing everything right, I had the flap set, I was on the right speed and all the rest, I had a panic attack. I'm like, "Oh my God. Well, don't do it." Back up. Flew the pattern again. Came back in a second time. Kind of calmed myself down. Went around. But I had a little revelation happen to me on that second flight of the pattern. "Hey, dummy, if you don't land it, nobody else is going to." So I took a few deep breaths And I came in, and as I was coming in over the river, a side wind got me, and the plane started to go like this, but I remembered what I was taught, and gave it the right amount of rudder, and brought it, and it was as if I landed that plane on a pillow. Just touched and rolled out. So my instructor came on and said, good job, want to try it again? And I did it about four more times right after that. Now, the thing that happened is I had every bit of training I needed. That instructor wouldn't have let me do this if he wasn't sure I could do it. But I didn't have the self-confidence, at least at first, to make it happen. Well, Jesus spent his whole ministry preparing his disciples, preparing us to do what we need to do, to be his living presence in the world. He gave us plenty of instruction. He gave us perfect examples of how to make it happen. But eventually, it's up to us to land the plane. And this instruction here was his way of summarizing it as succinctly as possible, what it all boils down to. Love one another. And if we can get that part right, we touch down softly and smoothly. But there's one incredibly powerful difference in me trying to land that plane and us trying to be disciples. I was all alone. When we act with his love in us, we're never alone.